Well, this morning I'd like for you to get your Bibles out, and I want to turn to two portions of Scripture. So I'd like for you to turn to the book of Numbers. The book of Numbers, that's one of the first books in the Bible. But turn to Numbers chapter 11. Numbers chapter 11, put a marker in 11. And then turn from chapter 11 to chapter 21. So Numbers 11, put a marker there, and then turn to Numbers 21. And hold the Bible open on your lap on Numbers 21 as we get ready up here in the front. If God's been good to you, say amen. Amen, amen. I want us to read just a couple portions of Scripture. And I want to speak with you in the similar way that we spoke last Sunday. The Lord placed these messages on my heart. And the Lord wants us as a church and as His people to be careful about becoming too familiar with Christianity. And so in a similar way as last Sunday, I'm going to speak with you today. In Numbers chapter 21, I want us to read one verse. And that verse is Numbers 21 and verse 5. And it says this. It says, and the people spoke against God and against Moses. And they said, why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and our soul loathes this worthless bread.
Aquí no hay pan ni agua, y estamos hartos de esta pésima comida.
They said there's no food.
Ellos dijeron que no había comida.
There's no water.
No hay agua.
And our soul loathes this worthless bread.
Y nuestra alma está harta de esta pésima comida.
And I want to speak with you this morning on beware over familiarity. Beware of over familiarity. Let's pray. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you would help me to relay your heart to your people. I pray that you would speak to all of our hearts, Lord, that you would remind us, Lord, of the beauty that we have in Christ. Help us never to forget the abundance that we really do have. And so I pray that you'd bless the preaching of your word. We ask for the anointing of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. In this short verse, we find the children of Israel at a place in their journey that they're complaining.
Estamos viendo a los hijos de Egipto en este camino que están siguiendo.
They have seen the Lord's mighty hand.
Que están quejándose después de ver las mayorías o las maravillas de Dios.
They've seen God work in powerful ways.
Ellos han visto a Dios trabajar y hacer milagros muy fuertes.
They walked through the Red Sea on dry ground.
Ellos caminaron por el Mar Rojo.
They've been wandering around this hot desert for years. And their shoes haven't worn out. They see a fire leading them by night. A cloud by day. They've even seen the mountains shake at the voice of God. And they have been blessed like no other generation was ever blessed. In Exodus chapter 16, the Lord gave to the children of Israel manna.
El Señor le dio a la gente de Israel maná.
They would be traveling around this wilderness for almost 40 years.
Ellos han caminado por este desierto por más de 40 años.
And as would be obvious, traveling around a desert,
y como uno sabe que caminar por el desierto,
they wouldn't have as much food there in the desert like they had in Egypt.
No había comida como había en Egipto.
And so God gave to them angels' food.
So Dios le dio a ellos comida de los ángeles.
Manna.
Maná.
That word manna simply means,
esa palabra maná significa,
what is it?
¿Qué es?
That's what manna means.
Es lo que significa maná. ¿Qué es?
And God blessed these children of Israel with food every day.
Y Dios bendijo a estos hijos de Egipto por muchos días.
They were able to get as much as they needed.
Ellos podían tener lo, más que lo que necesitaban.
If someone was heavier like me,
si alguien está medio pesadito como el pastor,
they could get more.
Pueden agarrar más.
If someone was had some better self-discipline,
si alguien se cuidaba un poquito más,
they could just get a little bit.
Ellos podían comer un poquito.
They were able to get just as much as they needed.
Ellos pueden agarrar lo que necesitaban.
No more, no less.
No más ni menos.
And this manna was their bread.
Y este maná era su pan.
And they've been wandering around the wilderness for a while.
Y han viajado por este, desierto por un rato ya.
And in this verse, we find them complaining.
Y en este versículo que acabamos de leer, estamos oyendo que estaban quejándose.
And they say to Moses, why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? And they say there's no food or water.
Y aquí no había ni comida, ni agua.
And we're tired of this worthless bread.
Estaban cansados de ese desperdicio de pan.
The modern English version calls it worthless manna.
En la otra
version,
en otra versión se le dice
worthless manna.
Pan que no vale la pena.
Another one says miserable food.
En otra versión quiere decir comida miserable.
Another one says horrible manna.
En otra dice comida horrible.
Another one says this light bread.
En otra dice que este pan ligero.
I'll bet you that was really true light bread, like you know the light we try to buy in the stores now. These people have been getting enough manna to sustain them for years.
Estas personas han recibido este maná por años desde que han estado en el desierto.
This is angels' food, man.
Esto es comida de ángeles.
No saturated fats.
No, no tiene en gordura.
It even says it's like it's baked in olive oil. It tastes like it was baked in olive oil. We all know olive oil is the healthiest, right? He gave them the best. But they've been going round and round.
Ellos han caminado alrededor.
But there's manna in the morning and manna in the evening. They get a double portion on Fridays because they wouldn't get any on the Sabbath.
Y los viernes ellos agarran doble la porción porque no recibían nada el sábado.
But they were provided for in the wilderness.
Pero Dios les proveía esto.
And they totally forget.
Y ellos totalmente se olvidaron.
And begin to say, we don't have any bread.
Y decían que no tenían ni un pan.
We don't have any water.
Que no tenían agua.
And we're tired of this manna.
Que estaban cansados de ese maná.
These people had become overly familiar.
Esta gente se familiarizaron con eso.
They had manna day in and day out.
Ellos tuvieron maná día por día.
They knew and expected it to be there in the morning.
Ellos sabían que iban a recibir en la mañana.
They knew they could get their portion.
Que iban a recibir por porción.
They really weren't supposed to get over and above their portion.
Y que no tenían que agarrar más de lo que ellos necesitaban.
Because if it remained,
porque si se quedaba algo,
if any remained to the next day,
si algo se quedaba al siguiente día,
it became, or it, be, it got worms in it.
Se convertía en gusanos.
And it stank. So they learned real quick, just get what you need. But they knew it would be there in the morning.
Pero ellos ya sabían que eso iban a tener en la mañana.
They knew on Friday morning there'd be double the amount.
Y sabían que los viernes iba a ser el doble.
And it happened every day.
Y pasaban todos los días.
The same way.
Así de la misma manera.
For a long time.
Por mucho tiempo.
So now they've become familiar with it.
Ahora se familiarizaron con eso.
To be honest with you, now they're over familiar with it.
Para ser honestamente, ya se familiarizaron de más con eso.
They don't see the blessing that it is.
Ya no ven la bendición que es.
They're taking it for granted.
Lo están, olvidando de eso.
And this is what can happen to you and me.
Y eso es lo que puede pasar contigo, conmigo.
We began to follow the Lord with excitement.
Empezamos a seguir al Señor con ese, excitados.
We're so excited about what God is doing in our lives.
Estamos muy excitados de lo que Dios está haciendo en nuestras vidas.
We're happy to be following God.
Estamos felices porque estamos siguiendo a Dios.
But then that first week becomes a month.
Pero la primera semana se convierte en un mes.
Then all of a sudden that month becomes a year.
Y ese mes en un año.
And then that year becomes many years.
Y ese año en muchos años más.
And if we're not careful,
y si no estamos poniendo atención,
we can begin to carry the attitude of these Israelites.
Empezamos a actuar como estos israelitas.
And become overly familiar,
y nos familiarizamos mucho con esto,
taking for granted all the blessings of God.
Y olvidándonos de todas las bendiciones que Dios nos ha dado.
And begin to call it worthless.
Y empezamos a decirle que no es de valor.
Manna in the Old Testament.
En el Viejo Testamento, maná,
it was pointing to Jesus.
Estaba abriendo el camino a Jesús.
In John chapter 6.
Ahí en
John chapter 6. You don't have to turn there.
John capítulo 6.
Verses 31 through 35.
En el versículo 31 al 35.
Jesus is described as the bread from heaven.
Jesús ha sido descrito como el pan de, del cielo.
Jesus would say those that ate manna in the wilderness,
Jesús dijo que esos que comían pan en el desierto,
they ate it and they're dead today.
Que lo comieron y ahora estaban muertos.
But this bread that I will give to you,
pero que este pan que yo te voy a dar,
will give you everlasting life.
Te va a dar vida eterna.
Jesus is typified in the manna.
Jesús está siendo simplificado en el maná.
And we need to be careful that we don't grow overly familiar with Jesus. In the same way that Satan wants to plant weeds in the garden of your heart to smother God's presence in your life.
En la misma manera que Satanás está queriendo sembrar esas hierbas malas en tu jardín.
Satan wants to get rid of anything of God in your life. When we grow overly familiar,
cuando nosotros crecemos así muy contentos con eso,
we begin to not see the blessings that we do have.
Empezamos a familiarizarnos y no ver las bendiciones de Dios.
God has been providing for them perfectly.
Dios les ha estado proveyendo perfectamente.
But now they're saying we don't have any food.
Pero ahora están diciendo que ellos no tienen comida.
And yet God has shown himself to them so many times before.
Y aún así Dios se ha estado, les ha estado enseñando todos los días.
They're even calling this manna worthless.
Hasta esta comida que Dios les está proveyendo, les están diciendo que no vale nada.
Can you imagine the first day they saw the manna?
¿Ustedes imaginan el primer día que ellos vieron el maná?
The dew would come in the morning. The dew, how do you say dew?
El rocío venía en la mañana.
And when the dew would rise, there was left the manna.
Y cuando el rocío se levantaba, ahí se quedaba el maná.
They would go out there and collect the manna.
Ellos iban y agarraban el maná.
It had a sweetness to it.
Tenía como un sabor dulce.
Can you imagine how excited they were when they first saw it and gathered it together?
¿Se imaginan qué contentos estaban la primera vez que lo vieron?
I'm sure when they ate it, it filled their bellies real good. I'll bet you they said, man, that hit the spot. And now, they're calling it worthless. It's over familiarity. You ever had, you know, you go, you're invited to someone's house, or you're even in your own house, you start this new recipe.
Tú has sido invitado a una casa o ahí mismo en tu casa que tú empiezas este nuevo.
And everybody's sitting around the table and they're enjoying that food.
Y todos están muy contentos con esta nueva receta y están comiendo.
It's good.
Está buena.
It's a hit.
Es un tiro bueno.
Everybody wants it.
Todos lo quieren.
So then they make it next week.
Solo hacen otra vez para la semana que
viene. They make it next month.
Y para el otro mes.
And then all of a sudden, because we've grown over familiar,
y de repente, porque lo hemos comido tanto,
it's like, no, I don't want that anymore. Can't you make something different? We all have the tendency.
Todos tenemos esa.
After a while, we grow familiar.
Después de un rato, nos familiarizamos.
And we need to be careful we don't do that with the Lord. Turn to Numbers 11 now.
Ahora vamos a leer ahí en el libro de Números, capítulo 11.
And I want us to read verses 4 through 6.
Y quiero leer el versículo 4 al 6.
This chapter,
este capítulo,
is describing two rebellions of the people.
Está describiendo a dos gentes que se rebelaron.
In verses 1 through 3 is the first rebellion.
Versículo 1 al 3 es el primero.
And it was just murmuring against God.
Y estaban nomás hablando en contra de Dios.
But verses 4 through 35 is another rebellion of the people.
Pero del versículo 4 al 35,
and what they're doing here is like they were doing in chapter 21. They're complaining about food.
Y lo que están haciendo aquí es como estaban quejándose en ese tiempo.
Look at verses 4 through 6.
Vamos a leer del 4 al 6.
It says, now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving.
Al populacho que iba con ellos le vino un apetitoso varoz.
So the children of Israel also wept again and said, who will give us meat to eat?
Y también los israelitas volvieron a llorar y dijeron, ¿quién nos diera carne?
We remember the fish.
¿Cómo echamos de menos el pescado?
Well, we ate freely in Egypt.
Que comíamos gratis en Egipto.
We remember the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic.
También comíamos pepinos y melones, y puerros, cebollas y ajos.
But now our whole being is dried up.
Pero ahora tenemos reseca la garganta.
There's nothing at all except this manna before our eyes.
Y no vemos nada que no sea este maná.
If we're not careful,
si no tenemos cuidado,
and over-familiarity begins to grip us,
y nos empezamos a familiarizar con eso,
we begin to lose sight of the blessings that we do have.
Empezamos a perder el sentido de las bendiciones que Dios nos está dando.
And we begin to look back to what we used to have,
y empezamos a mirar para atrás de lo que teníamos antes,
and think it was better.
Y pensar de que era mejor.
They're looking back at all these things of Egypt.
Ellos están mirando para atrás de lo que tenían allí en Egipto.
Satan wants us to look back to the old way of life.
Satanás quiere que tú mires tu vida para atrás como tú estabas antes.
And he begins to change our minds or speak and change it in our minds to where we begin to think it was actually good in our old way of life.
Y él empieza a hablar en nuestras mentes y empezamos a pensar que nuestras vidas eran mejor antes de venir a Jesús.
They're remembering the food,
ellos están acordando de la comida,
but have totally forgot about the bondage.
Pero se olvidaron de la esclavitud que tenían.
They see the food,
ellos ven la comida,
but they forget all about their slavery.
Pero se olvidan de la esclavitud.
They remember their stomachs,
ellos se acuerdan de sus estómagos,
but they totally forgot about their pain.
Pero se olvidaron de su dolor.
And that's the way the enemy works.
Y esa es de la manera que el enemigo trabaja.
Overfamiliarity begins to cause us to not see what we really do have.
Al familiarizarse con cosas, eso causa que nosotros nos olvidemos de las bendiciones, lo que tenemos, bueno que tenemos.
So then what are we supposed to do, Pastor?
Pero, pues, entonces, ¿qué tenemos que hacer, Pastor?
We need to keep our relationship with God fresh.
Tenemos que tener nuestra relación con Cristo fresca.
We need to pray, God, open my eyes to the blessings that I do have. In many ways, our relationship with God can be likened to a marriage.
En muchas formas, nuestra relación con Jesús puede ser como un matrimonio.
In the same way, a marriage needs to be kept fresh.
En la misma manera que un matrimonio se tiene que mantener fresco.
Lest it end up in destruction.
O si no, se acaba en destrucción.
It's the same with our relationship with God.
Es lo mismo en nuestra relación con Cristo, con Dios.
We need to check our hearts as to what is hindering us from spending time with each other.
Tenemos que checar nuestros corazones y ver qué nos está deteniendo a pasar ese tiempo con Dios.
There needs to be intentionality towards the one you love.
Tenemos que tener esa intención de ser el amor con Cristo.
You need to invest in your relationship.
Tenemos que invertir.
As a husband and wife, they need to set aside time for themselves.
Como una pareja, el esposo y la esposa tienen que hacer un tiempo para ellos solos.
A date night.
Un día libre solos.
A time to be alone.
Y poder estar solitos.
A time to talk.
De hablar.
A time to be real.
De ser real.
A time to say what's bothering you.
Tiempo de decir qué es lo que te está molestando.
A time to be open.
Tiempo de ser, estar abierto con otro.
Not closed.
No cerrado.
It's the same with the Lord.
Es lo mismo con Dios.
You need time invested in your relationship with God.
Tú tienes que invertir ese tiempo en la relación con Jesús.
And when that happens,
y cuando eso pasa,
that fire of that relationship will stay burning.
Ese fuego de la relación sigue prendiendo.
But if it's not invested into,
pero si tú no pones atención,
that fire will die.
Ese fuego se va a parar.
And all of a sudden, when we appreciated it,
y ya cuando nosotros lo apreciamos,
all of a sudden we're saying it's worthless.
Alguien va a decir que no vale la pena.
There's better than this.
Hay mejores cosas que esto.
And then we don't realize there's a trap waiting for us.
Y no nos damos cuenta que es una trampa que nos está esperando.
Satan is a master of distraction.
Satanás es un maestro de distracción.
And he wants to get us distracted with other things.
Y él nos quiere distraer con otras cosas.
Greener grass on the other side.
Hay mejor grass en el otro lado.
But someone said, but you still got to mow that grass too, right? Someone else said the reason why the other one's greener is because there's a lot of manure in it.
Otros dicen que la razón que el zacate está más verde en otros lados porque le echaron estiércol.
Think about it.
Piénsalo.
Satan wants us to look and think it's greener, it's better.
Satanás quiere que poner esta visión que en el otro lado las cosas son mejores.
But there's work involved with that one too.
Pero también hay trabajo en eso.
And it's probably greener because there's more manure in it.
Y a lo mejor está más verde porque hay más estiércol.
Beware of overfamiliarity.
Ponte atento a familiarizarte con las cosas.
Keep your relationship with the Lord fresh.
Pon tu relación con Cristo y manténlas frescas.
The Lord wants to make himself known to you and to me.
Dios quiere darse a conocer a ti.
And if we will seek him with all of our hearts,
si nosotros lo buscamos con todos nuestros corazones,
he'll take us just where we are.
Él nos toma así como estamos.
And he will show us things that we could have never known.
Y nos enseña cosas que nunca hubiéramos visto.
God loves you.
Dios te ama.
It doesn't matter if you've been here or you've been serving the Lord for years or you haven't. I'm here to tell you God loves you.
No importa si has estado aquí mucho tiempo o si eres nuevo.
And he wants to show you so many things.
Él quiere enseñarte muchas cosas.
For those that have been walking with the Lord for a long time,
para esas personas que han estado caminando con el Señor por mucho tiempo,
don't grow overly familiar.
No te familiarices con eso.
Appreciate what you have.
Aprecia lo que tienes.
Just take time and say thank you, Lord, for the warm water I have in my house.
Toma tu tiempo y dale gracias al Señor por el agua caliente que tienes en tu casa.
Amen.
Amen.
There's so much to be thankful for.
Muchas cosas de estar agradecidos con el Señor.
Let's stand.